Today we're going to be talking about three players from the Miami Dolphins that you should continue to watch for the remainder of this season. Now, although the Dolphins are 0-4 and they will go into this weekend facing the 0-5 Washington Redskins, there is still a lot to look forward to for this team. The first player we're going to be talking about is Preston Williams. Williams is an undrafted free agent this year. He's aged 22 years old. He went to Colorado State University, and as mentioned, he went undrafted during this NFL draft back in April. Now, the key thing about Preston Williams is he had an amazing preseason for the Miami Dolphins, probably the biggest highlight from their preseason play. And although the preseason isn't regular football, it's not something that's going to count once week one starts, he did have a great connection with now starting quarterback Josh Rosen, and it showed during the preseason. During week one, he was not that involved in the Dolphins offense, although he was getting a lot of first team reps. The ball wasn't going to him every time. You saw a lot of Devontae Parker, but he did get his first touchdown during that game. An amazing touchdown, as a matter of fact, that he caught from Ryan Fitzpatrick. He did also drop a touchdown in the game against the Dallas Cowboys. This one was a gimme, probably the best, easiest catch he could have had. A great play by the defender. He ended up dropping the ball, and that one didn't go the way of the Miami Dolphins. Of course, the Dallas Cowboys ended up going on to win that game, but that was a crucial part of the game. From then, Williams has just had a lot of first-team reps, and the issue with Williams was that in September of 2017, he was arrested due to an accusation that he was restraining and shoving a woman. That turned out to be his girlfriend in the police report, but in March of 2018, he pled guilty to harassment, and those were the charges that were against him, but all the charges were dropped. So he did go undrafted. He has had an accused history of domestic violence, but has only been charged in a court of law with harassment. The second player we're going to be talking about is Kenyon Drake. This is probably a name that a lot of Dolphins fans really know, and a lot of them actually really love Kenyon Drake. He was the hero of the Miami Miracle. I mean, everyone can hear in their heads right now,
Gronkowski didn't have the angle, touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake, a miracle!
And now we're here. 0-4, and Kenyon Drake has still not been a huge part of this offense. I mean, when Jay Ajayi was traded, it seemed as if Kenyon Drake was going to take the helm, and Adam Gase pretty much said no. They got Frank Gore last season, and Gore took most of the carries, if not all of the carries, and even Kalen Ballage as a rookie last year. Coming into this season, you thought without Adam Gase, with someone who might value running backs more in Chad O'Shea, that we would see a lot of Kenyon Drake, but we've seen a lot of Kalen Ballage. But it's not the end for Kenyon Drake, and this is why I'm saying to continue to look out for him. He had a pretty big comeback game last week. Now, he didn't go crazy, he didn't rush for 100 yards, have a couple touchdowns, but he was efficient with the Chargers game. He was very efficient, and the way that he played, you could see that he was finally getting into a groove. And with the bye week, hopefully they were able to get Drake more integrated with the offense. And the last player now that we're going to be talking about is most likely my favorite player on this Miami Dolphins team, aside from Xavien Howard. And of course, we can't talk about him because he is that star million-dollar man. Jerome Baker is also the ripe age of 22 years old. He plays the outside linebacker position, and so far this year, he's got 28 tackles and has played 97.5 plays on the defense. That's 97.5% of the defensive snaps. And he is also a defensive captain in only his second year as a Miami Dolphin. He was drafted last year, and now he is a captain alongside of Bobby McCain, and he's been a vital part of that Dolphins defense so far this season. Him, as well as his duo or partner in crime in Raekwon McMillan, have been very efficient for the Miami Dolphins from the linebacker position and have continued to show that they can finally have some stability. And the last time that stability was there was when Zach Thomas was that, you know, nice middle linebacker piece for the Dolphins. Before that, there hasn't been much. It's really been Zach Thomas since then. And now finally, you know, Raekwon's been playing very well, but Jerome Baker's been that mainstay on that defense. For more information on anything football related, head on over to the Pro Football Network, where you can find my podcast with my co-host Eric Wiedeke and Corey Ashburn, where we talk about all things sports. And of course, we do sprinkle in a little bit of Miami Dolphins. This has been Kai Chen Chisholm for SFMN.